So take a nice deep breath. All the way in. And there's something so beautiful about being calm and still. And you can just notice my voice and my words and just allow yourself to connect naturally and easily. And consciously you can just enjoy whatever you want to enjoy, because there's a part of you that's listening very carefully and paying attention now to my voice and following my words and just allowing the meaning to unfold inside of your mind. And I know that there's been times in your life before when you have felt that sense of confidence. I wonder when that was, when you felt really confident inside of yourself. I wonder what you were doing. And I wonder how you move. And what you're thinking when you have those confident feelings inside. What kind of person are you when you have that confidence? And how does it feel as you're feeling that now? And however you're experiencing that sense of confidence in your body, you can allow it to expand and be absorbed into every cell and every muscle until the point where you can see yourself radiating with that feeling. Maybe it has a colour. Maybe it has a texture to it, or a vibration. And however you experience confidence is just right for you. And I know that you have some sort of test ahead of you. And I want you to realize that there is no test in the world that can measure the value of you, because you are infinitely special, just exactly as you are now. And no matter what you achieve or what score is there on that paper at the end of that test, you are so much more, and there can be no number placed upon your worth and your value, because you have value, and you always have. Like, for instance, when you were very small and you were learning to walk and you were pulling yourself up and standing tall and hanging on for support and looking around at all those other people who could just do it so well, and somehow there's a part of you that just learned how to support yourself and how to move forward and how to be unafraid of making mistakes, because mistakes are a part of life. And I wonder, how did you do that? Or perhaps remembering when you were very small and you were learning at school and you were holding a crayon or a pencil in your hand, learning to put those letters together, and the numbers and the order of the numbers, and it seems so very complicated that 4 comes before 5 and 3 comes before 4 and 2 comes before 3 and 1 comes before the very end of those numbers. Or is it the beginning? And your mind was just able to grasp that information. And while you were sitting there in that classroom, writing and scribbling on that piece of paper, and the teacher would be talking, and you would be listening to your teacher's voice in that classroom, and inside of your mind, you could drift away and be thinking about playing with your friends on the playground. And the more relaxed you could feel, the easier it is to learn, because learning is so natural for you and for all of us. And the more relaxed you become, the more access you have to all the wonderful things that you know and have learned. And it's okay to feel your body experiencing some signs of stress, perhaps a rapid heartbeat and a breathless moment, or perhaps sweaty palms, or perhaps fluttering butterflies right there in your stomach. And you can know that your body is preparing you to focus and do so very well. And those little sensations in your body are a sign that your body knows how to prepare you for these coming moments. And it's okay to notice these and to recognize that because you've noticed these signs, you'll be super focused and more able to just allow that knowledge to pour out of you into your hand holding that pen and writing on that paper. And inside of that room where you're sitting, there's a special kind of silence. And that silence can give you all the clear thinking that you need to organize your thoughts on that paper. And as you're sitting there, it's amazing how effortlessly the learning can just come all by itself. And sometimes you can just surprise yourself. And just looking at those questions can remind you of your own teacher's voice opening up and remembering and guiding you towards the answers. Or perhaps you'll remember reading your own notes, seeing them on the page. Or maybe the learning just comes from that deeper part of you, the part that's always paying attention as it is right now. The part of you that just knows where and how to go for all the information that you've ever heard and ever seen and ever experienced in your life. And occasionally, there's a challenging question, and I don't know how many questions will challenge you, but the more it challenges you, the more you can find yourself being drawn inside of that moment, and that focus just increases. Like when you're playing a computer game with friends and you have those moments that challenge you, that make it all worthwhile. And the more that you feel challenged, the more you just forget about everything around you to the point where you just want to keep going. And that weight of the pen or pencil in your hands is so full of all the things that you know that just want to come out at the right moment. And maybe it's exciting to be sat there with those butterflies and that burning desire to just allow that knowledge to flood out of you. And you can relax deeper and deeper in your chair and just have that sense of knowing that whatever happens, it's all going to be so much better than you ever expect. Because as you go and move through each exam in your life and each challenge, so you're growing as a person, like a tree, taking root and growing stronger and stronger. Because a tree needs the wind to build itself up. And without that wind blowing through the leaves and giving that tree something to move against and towards, that tree would just fall over and be no more. And instead it grows taller and stronger and wider and greener and more vibrant each passing year. And it becomes home to the birds and the insects. And just take a moment now to imagine standing in front of yourself, and perhaps those butterflies that were in your stomach can be flying all around you, and you can be watching them. How sure they are of themselves when they move, because they trust in their own wings to carry them and to land safely wherever they go. And then notice your face and the expression that's there. And whatever expression it is that you're wearing, I want you to change it for a big, bright, beautiful smile. The kind of smile that lights your eyes and radiates happiness. And then zoom all the way out and see yourself waking up in the morning, rising out of bed and stretching those arms and knowing that you can face pretty much anything that's coming in this day. And as you pick up your books or your notes or begin to talk through whatever's coming in this exam in the next few hours or minutes, that anything you learn in this moment will be remembered so clearly when you walk into that exam room with your head held high, noticing how confidently you move and take a seat. And whatever was there before is now just a sense of wonderful anticipation, because you know that at the end of this exam, you're going to be that little bit more changed, that little bit more special, and it really doesn't matter what the score is, because sometimes things are just about the experience and to keep that open mind and open heart and to enjoy the challenge. And there is no mistake that can't be undone, and there is no failing that we cannot turn into a learning. And you have all the time that you need in your life to make changes and to learn more and more and to move in the direction of whatever it is that you want. And this test is just a stepping stone along the way. And I don't know where it will lead, but you can allow yourself to flow and build upon the knowledge that you already have. And just knowing this can be so surprising and can open the doors in your mind and allow everything you know to just flood out of you effortlessly, easily, to the point where you can smile even more. And I wonder when you will really realize the full impact of the work that you've just done. And what you will discover for yourself in these coming days. Perhaps it will be insights that just arrive, or things that you notice, and you can just allow things to happen. Maybe it will be like a downpour of knowledge, or just a flow of ideas, and you can feel that sense of calmness and relief as you float along, as if held up by an invisible force, some sort of understanding that's always around you. And you can wake up lots of times in your life and still not be used to it. That moment where you come back into your body and connect with your bed. And it just takes a moment to reconnect. And sometimes you realize something very important, or you remember, or just naturally figure something out. And you can just imagine everything connecting together like a giant jigsaw puzzle, piece by piece, or putting bricks on a Lego board. And you can begin to feel better and better about yourself, more positive. And you probably don't remember learning each little thing that you've learned in your life, but you can know that you know. And that makes everything feel just right. And it's a good thing that you can drift away now into a most relaxing and healing sleep, while your mind continues to grow and your body rests to wake up all ready for the day ahead. And I wonder what magnificent dreams you can dream. Perhaps about drinking from a fountain of knowledge, or perhaps about looking out to the calmest of seas. And there is something so beautiful about the deepest of sleeps, because they're the sleeps that bring about the most hopeful of mornings. For more rapid change solutions like this, visit me at my website, pippahelps.com.